Radio Prague News.
The Foreign Minister has criticised Israeli settlement policy. Unemployment has fallen to a near five-year low. And in tennis, Lucia Shavarova has entered the top 10 rankings. Czech Foreign Minister Lubomir Zaorálek has condemned Israel's continued policy of building settlements on land earmarked for the Palestinians. Zaorálek said that by persevering with the policy, Israel was torpedoing any chance of meaningful peace talks being revived. Building on land, for example, in East Jerusalem, gave the impression that Israel was not serious about restarting talks on the so-called two-state principle, he added. The comments were made ahead of a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday. Zaorálek is on a three-day trip to Israel and Palestine, which has included a journey to the Gaza Strip. The foreign minister said he was shocked by the devastation following the bombardment and partial occupation by Israeli forces in 2014 and the slow pace of rebuilding. The Czech foreign minister added that sporadic rocket attacks from the Gaza Strip on Israel should cease. Separately, the Czech Republic and Israel have signed an agreement opening the way for young people from both countries to work for a year abroad without needing a visa. The opportunity for working holidays will be open to those aged between 18 and 30. The Czech Republic already has similar agreements up and working with Canada and New Zealand. The unemployment rate in May dropped to 6.4% from April's 6.7%, according to the Czech Labour Office on Monday. That means that there are almost 466,000 registered for jobs without work, the lowest figure since June 2009. The number of vacancies stands at around 93,000. That is the highest figure since November 2008. A year ago, the unemployment rate stood at 7.5%, with only half as many job vacancies being announced. In other economic news, the Czech Republic had a trade surplus in April of 19.9 billion crowns. That is around five times the 4.2 billion total for the same month in 2014. Exports of Czech companies rose by around 6%. The customary heavy import bill for imported oil, gas and some specialised chemicals continues to be cushioned by low prices for these raw materials. Overall, Czech trade surplus with the rest of Europe increased, but the deficit with the rest of the world deepened. The Czech Cabinet on Monday agreed to a proposal to double charges imposed on drink companies for the right to use the water. The meeting agreed to double the charge, currently fixed at 3 crowns per cubic metre and unchanged since 2001. The Ministry of Finance, which drafted the proposal, said it was a question of better managing the state's assets. The Mineral Water Association, which groups mineral water companies, said the increase was a large one and would hit them hard, adding that the charges relate to the maximum amount of water that can be used by companies, with the companies often using only a third of their allocation. Smaller companies would be hardest hit, the association said. And finally, the Czech Republic has, for the first time in a quarter of a century, two women tennis players in the singles top 10. Lucie Šafářová has entered the WTA top 10 for the first time at number 7, following her success reaching the final of the French Open. Petra Kvitová jumps to second place due to the poorer performance of high-ranked players at the Grand Slam tournament, but still trails number 1 Serena Williams by around 4,500 points. Top Czech men's player Tomáš Berdych slips from 4th to 6th place. I'm Chris Johnston, and that was the news.